Blog Talk Radio. with you tonight. This is Saturday, first month of the new year, 2022. I want to get ready for a blessing for you tonight. Tonight is Divine Healing Night. Divine Healing means directly from God. Whatever you need, God got it. He'll give it to you. And Bishop Moses said, God got what you want. God got what you need. Probably L.K. Johnson will always say, in all that way, acknowledge God. He will direct your path. And Bishop Top used to say, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. It's just wonderful to be in the land of the living. It's just wonderful to know God. And I want to tell Mother Mary, when Mary Scott cooked that big pound cake for the first of the year, and I want to tell that of Mary and Mary Cooking Company and this year, and I'm going to pray that she's going to sell many more cakes. And we're doing black businesses this week and this whole month. This is 20, let me write it down, because, you know, I got to write it down where I can say, this is the first month of the year. This is Saturday, 2022, a new year. New things supposed to happen for you. Supposed to make commitment to do some things. Y'all ain't going to pray with me tonight. You know, what's been happening? We got the snow out there. Somebody let it snow. Let it snow. Clean up lots of dirt. It's moving a lot of germs. I walked out in the snow. I felt good. Some of you walked out in the snow. Somebody said, well, it's snowing. Let it snow. Y'all excuse me, Mary. And I've been out in that snow. You do a look out. And look, I ain't got the COVID. There's a lady. I'm going to tell y'all this. The lady had asthma. She went to the hospital and the first day said, you got the COVID. She had just took a test. And she was clear. So I got to pick my tea. I got my tea up there. Regina, I got my tea. I just need to take it. Got my yellow dot. Got all my different tea here. And I'm going to tell you, right, if you want to beat this thing, take the herb tea. And we can work with that. tonight. Don't worry about the problem. God cares for you. I want to thank you, Mother Bass and the Bass family. God bless you, Adrian. God bless you, all the Adrian family. We got together, all the Bass family, the William family, the Nicholson family down in Ruston, and the Edwards family down in Monroe. And we're praying for all of those that have called and talked, I've been really prophesying to people that they have been so busy. They want to know what's going on, and I want to let you know. Mary Hawkins, I didn't get to you, but I will call you tonight. In the prayer, I'll call you tonight. Now, Mary, I got a letter on the way to you. Thank you. Yeah, I ain't forgot your address. I got your address, and I looked at it. Mary, let me give some to her. Sister Tanya Scott, God bless you tonight. I see you was in that snow. God says a blessing for you. And if your mother ain't listening, call her and tell her to cut in. I want to say something about her cake. Now, Mary Cake Company might be Mary Cake Factory because she do all of it. See, when you have a thought, you put it out in Astro, and it works. And I want to tell you, I'm praying for you. I got it. I got the call just before I went on the air from Sister Deborah down in Lexington, Mississippi. God bless you. And also Pickens, Mississippi. Dolores Anderson, God bless you. And I want to say to you, Dolores, all is well. Those are calling, and they didn't listen, and some of them listened. But I want to start this year off with prayer that God will open up the door for you. Whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got. Is you willing to ask God for a divine healing tonight? You ask God for a divine deliverance tonight? You ask God for what you need? Are you willing to go the last mile of the way? Some of you made it by the hair of your chinny chin. In 2020 and 2021, but God will make it. I went and got my teeth, Sister Tanya. I went and fixed up my teeth so I stopped coughing and take my teeth. Now, everybody ain't got the COVID. And some of you got it, and you go to the hospital and you got the COVID. They're going to put you in an isolated room and they tell you you can't breathe. Some of you don't need no stuff on the breathe, but they'll do it. And I'm praying for you that every day. Louise in Chicago, I'm praying for you. And everything going to be in divine order tonight. I want to talk about divine. You know, I told Sister, because I'm all messed up. She goes wrong. I keep thinking today Sunday. And the day Saturday. But you know, these holidays come like that. And last night we was up all night and we told you some things that you need to do for God to open up the door for you. So that's a good thing. So we're just letting things go in a special way. Divine healing, miracle healing. The Seed of Abraham Divine Miracle Ministry. And the theme this year is divine healing. And divine healing means from God. I say. Last night, we had people to testify what they want to do. I don't believe in making no New Year resolution. I'm going to do this. I'm just do what you do. You ain't got to tell me. Just, hey, if you're going to diet, if that's what you feel, if you're going to drink. But whatever you do it in the divine will of God. And I'm praying for all them families. They had more murders. I think they had 9,000 murders in Chicago this year. They had more murders in Chicago than they ever had. Chicago was a gangster town, like the Wild Wild West. Okay? And what I'm saying to you, God is able to deliver you, but not only in Chicago, all over the country. I prophesied last year, Mary, don't go to the mall because they're going to be shooting in the mall. And, honey, they shooting in the mall, up in the Mall of America, up in Minnesota, in Chicago, and in Indiana, and down south in Texas, shooting in the mall. Too many guns is out here, and the politicians won't say it. They just keep getting money and keep getting what they want to get, and they want the people to take the blunt, the citizens. I want to thank last year that Dr. Henry Clark came on and gave us a lot of information. And Dr. Johnson came on and gave us a lot of information. And we had a lot of information from many people that brought information to this station to help us go to the next level. I want to motivate you, stimulate you. I want you to know the will of God. Sometimes God give me prophecy, give me addresses, give me names and dates. Sometimes I don't know what to mean, I just say it. You know, I told one lady that come to me and said, my son is in San Francisco, and he died in the alley. They found his body in the alley. He had ODs, and they took him and put him in the alley. And when I got that message, I said, your son got a son by a girl. And the mama didn't know the girl because he didn't never bring the girl up. But when she got to researching and went to his friend, they told him about the girl that was pregnant, and the girl had a little baby, looked just like the one that died. And let me give you some information. Get your pencil and paper. On Monday night is the Dr. Martin Luther King movement from 9 to 10. We talk about all civil rights situations. We're going to talk about freeing Jeff Hood and Larry Hoover. We're going to talk about reparations on that Monday and what the achievement Dr. King did, the achievement that Malcolm X made, and the achievement that was did by Marcus Garvey, and then the achievement by Archbishop Tutu. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to invoke some of them. Yes. Then we're going to talk about the death of Michael Jackson. We're going to talk about the death of Whitney Houston, the death of all these singers that die untimely death, but they leave millions, trillions of dollars policy. Don't go to their family. Go to the record studio. It's like a racket. We're going to deal with that on Monday. On Tuesday, we're crossing over. I'm talking to dead folks. Y'all say, but I'm be talking to spirit, your mama, your sister, your brother, talking. I'm crossing over. And thank God for Mama G, who was doing it back in New Orleans. And Mother Johnny was doing it in New Orleans. So I thank God I was around them. I didn't know what they was doing, but now as I'm grown, I understand. And I understand a little hoodoo, a little witchcraft, all what's going on down there. I understand it. And I understand that black folks is spiritual. I understand that black folks got to work their magic. We're going to talk about that on Tuesday night. If you're so caught up in your religious state, don't cut me off, because we're going to do this. And on Wednesday, we're going to go into the Bible. On Wednesday night, we're going to talk Bible talk, where Jesus was at, where Mary was at. How come all Jesus' pictures is white, all Mary's pictures is white? Where's the black Mary? Where's the black Jesus? Huh? We're going to talk about that. I'm going to blow your Christianity belief out of the water. The preachers ain't telling you the truth. And all this stuff come from Egypt. We're going to talk about that in 2022. Don't bring your A game to the radio where you can get some information about religion, how these preachers and duped us, and how we've been lied. Many churches in the world, many churches in Chicago, we ought to be rich. Many churches in Detroit, we ought to have everything. And we still, at the bottom, the white folks still got more of us. Now the Mexicans get more of us. Now they got the Arabians getting more of us. And all these churches we got, something wrong. We're going to talk about that. Okay? That's on Wednesday night. Okay? Then we're going to talk about divine healing. And divine tax. Lisa is doing her taxes. I'm going to give you her number. She wants some taxes. Sister Lisa is doing her taxes, and she's doing it in Texas in Louisiana and in Atlanta, and she can do it in Illinois. So we're going to deal with her. Now we're going to talk about Sister Delta Walker. And Sister Delta, do Divine, Sister Delta, you want to buy a house or you want to retire and you trying to invest your money, Sister Delta Walker, we're going to talk to Sister Delta about investment. We talked to Sister Walker about the CMOS. You need, everybody needs to come together, 22, in order to make us a whole man, a whole woman. You ain't got the option to be fighting. You ain't got the option to have nobody. I'm going to tell you, if somebody talking next to you, leave them alone. Man or woman, leave them alone. Because they will quit you from going where you go. They block us. Okay? You know, back in school, we got blockers. They don't want nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. You know, Regina, we used to go to school. We were in college. And we see a nice girl. And we know it was a boy. He gave her up there and talked to her. And we know we call him a blocker. You know, I ain't going to say what we call. We call him a blocker. So you got lots of blockers out here. Don't want you to get education. Don't want you to have no job. Don't want you to go to the next level. And they all ain't white. They all ain't black. The evil don't come in color. Evil is evil. Hate is hate, okay? So you got to understand that people are going to hate you from the beginning because you're successful, because you can think. Glory, hallelujah. Yeah, this tea is good and hot. I stopped coughing, didn't I? And I ain't got no cold. Sister Renee, praying for you. And she told me her son got the COVID. He got all the shots and got the booster. He got the COVID. So what I'm saying to you, sometimes you got to go beyond taking the shot and taking the, you got to go back to Mother Nature. You got to go back to Earth. You got to go back to the garden and for your healing, herbs that you need. Because we got a whole lot of people on the ship. Can't get off because everybody on the ship get on the ship. They all took the test. They all got their booster shot. And every one of them, about 4,000 of them, more than that, I'm just saying, they all got COVID. They got to be quarantined in the ship. Now, somebody ain't cleaning something happening tonight being the first of the year, we got a big snowstorm here in Chicago. I don't know. And we storms and floods down south. Ain't started, but will be. I got my prophecy for 2022. I'm going to be reading them sometime. But tonight, we're going to focus on divine healing, those that need to be healed. I want to thank Brightstar that came on. Brightstar, God bless you tonight. And I'm going to tell you all as well. And I'm going to tell you this, Bright Star. I'm going to prophesy to you because you went on last night. Bright Star, I see two new businesses for you. Let me tell you them. One business you already just bought and you didn't know you could do it. But God said he's going to give you a clinic where people on drugs, alcoholics, people been smoking, they can come now, leave the telephone, leave all that office message on and come and get and get renewed. They burn out. They carpet burn out. You know what I mean? They don't work so hard after that dollar. Once they get it, they can't spend it. They all mess up. God's going to give you another level. Thank you, Terrence. Now, I might give you all a little props tonight because you're on now. And this is the first of the year. Now, all you that didn't get me the props out to you, first you need to call me and set up an appointment. I've been prophesying here at home, people in California, and one lady out in Hollywood, another lady down in Mississippi, and another lady was in Dallas, Texas, I prophesied to, and a couple of ladies out of Minnesota, men that called, somebody out of Birmingham called, okay? I prophesied that, if you was on there, that people jumping out of buildings and things was on fire. That happened. The whole town burnt down. I think it was in Denver, Colorado. Somebody know where it was. It burned down. In the whole city, I think 1,000 houses burned up down to the ground. And didn't nobody stop it. Lightning hit it. Then I said, the God of the lightning, the God of the wind. See, y'all think, well, some of y'all think, well, it just happened. So nothing just happened because it happened. You know what I'm talking about? When God gets ready to do something, see, I was talking to Dr. Christian, I was telling him, it's a committee sitting in the spirit realm, and it chooses what to do. The evil have, now, some things are fret not thyself for evil doers, they soon be cut down. Plead my cause, O Lord, for the impact. Now, that's like the Bible. But some of this stuff, you can't get off the Bible. Y'all looking funny at me. You can't get it out the Bible. It got to come through knowledge, revelation knowledge. Revelation, I mean, from God. I see great things happening in 2022. I see people going down. There's a lot of people going to jail for lying about them PPP loans. Look, they already going to start picking them up. They're going to lie and say they had the money. Black and white, okay? I just want you to know that. God is getting ready, and you, somebody called me and said, Bishop, when this thing going to end? Actually, about the end of 2022, we'll start slacking up, okay? But it's some more work got to be done and all the things. Now, one of my things I'm going to be talking about on Monday, I don't know what Mayor Harris doing. All them black people voted for Biden. I don't care. He helping everybody else. But he ain't said now time about reparation for black folks. They gave reparation to Chinese, and they gave reparation to these people that do the beauty shop, and they have a massage parlor. And the man killed a couple of people down there because I don't guess they were massaging right or whatever was going on. Telling you, black people need reparation. We need to get what our ancestors worked hard for and created this country. So I'll be talking about that in 2022. And if you're intelligent, you understand the reason we behind our government, we pay taxes to, ain't did nothing to help us get over the hump. When everybody else come in, when the Arabs came, they got tax-free, they got loans from the bank. You go to the bank, you might can get a loan for a car, but you can't get a loan for no business and no loan for no home. Y'all believe what I'm saying? They'll give you a loan for a car, but they won't give you a loan for a business. You know, and then you buy a house in the ghetto, you're going to pay more. They insure, they redlining, they're doing all that. That's why the storms and the flood is coming, to the people get it right. Y'all better hear me. God bless you tonight. I'm talking about divine healing tonight. And the divine healing starts mind, soul, spirit, and body. You got to get healed. You can't get healed when evil stuff on your mind. You can't get healed when you know people ain't right. If they steal, karma gonna get them. When they do wrong, it says the wages of sin is death. They give to God eternal life. God's business is your business. You have not because you ask not. What have you asked God for lately? What have you prayed about or meditated about for God to do something special for you and your family? I just feel tonight that God opened a door for you. Yeah, there's some people go to jail in Chicago, all across this country, for stealing that money line. You learn, the white folk learn you have to lie and kill, and you're doing it, lie, cause money is then the Bible says the lust of money is evil. Yeah, somebody said the lack of it. No, you don't need, you just need prayer. God will open up the door for you to get what you need. I say, and the ancestors are going to open up the door for you. I want you to get ready for God to bless you. Now, this is what I'm saying. This is a, okay, let me get some problems out. I'm going to you 81:38. You ain't got to say nothing, just listen. Get your pencil, put down Psalm 29:35. And I want to tell you, this is the year for you to go to get your house and claim your divine healing. I got to put out color on the way to you now. You didn't ask for it. The Spirit told me to send it to you. And so it's on his way. Thank you. I'm going to you. This is for 2022. Okay. Now, the Spirit says, stop worrying, and I'll tell you the rest when you get your prophecies. Okay. 41:19, you need to be thinking about moving and moving to another level. And your mate got to be able to be in harmony with you. Don't run you. Y'all work together. Psalm 23 and Psalm 36. I'm going to 32:03. Psalm 29, verse 29, and Psalm 35. It's two new jobs home up for you, and I see a new vehicle for you, but I see some money coming to you that unannounced. God is going to open up a door for you financially. Thank you, Cassidy. I feel good energy for you. I just want you to rest, spiritually rest. Now, when I look at you spiritually, all is well. Now, I got a message from your father, from the spirit of him. Told me to tell you, he's very proud of both of his daughters. And I turned and I said, what about the rest? He said, Bishop, I said, my two daughters that I'm proud of, and I want to apologize to them that I didn't go all the way like I'm supposed to. Finding out your father, somebody had did something to your father spiritually. Now, he come to me and told me that he was crossover, but we would deal with that when I do crossover. With that, I'm going to show you, I'm going to let him talk to you. And you tell your sister, y'all do a dual phone. I'm going to tell you how he's going to talk to both of y'all at the same time. Okay? We're going to do that Tuesday. I said Monday, Tuesday. Make sure she on the line, you on the line. Well, you can talk to your father. When you ask him a question, he's going to answer. Oh, I told you. We're going to have an exciting time in 2022. I'm going directly to the spirit realm, and I'm drawing things out. I'm prophesying, healing, and deliverance by the power of God. I curse every negative spirit, and this virus is man-made. I curse it. I'm going to go back to the air where it comes from, and we're going to rise up and be bullier. I said, The Spirit told me to say divine healing for 2022. This is for divine, lots of headache, lots of stomach, and lots of women having bleeding, and lots of women have problems with their back, and lots of women got breast cancer. That's going to be erased. Ain't by no doctor. Going to be erased by the power of God. I was prophesied the bright star today. I've seen the moon and the sun shining bright. And it was shining, bringing a light out of the darkness. Out of the darkness come light. See, at first it was dark. Then the light come. After the light come, it bring the full truth. We're going to have a super moon. This year, we're going to have a double moon. And we're going to have a blood moon. Woo! And a lot could be going on because God is cleansing. Now, I prophesied an earthquake in Russia, and I see a wall in the Middle East. It's going to be happening. I'm going to prophesy. And then I see that blizzard in the Midwest. I hope this one ain't it. We didn't, but I'd already prophesied. I can't turn it around. God said it. I believe it. We're getting a blizzard in Illinois, in Ohio, Minnesota, Indiana, Detroit. Michigan. When I call the town, I'm talking about the state. God just ain't going to come to Detroit. The state of Illinois, the state of Mississippi. When I be talking to prophecy, and they be saying it, but I kind of said Chicago, because you know I know the town. But God was saying these different cities got to repent and come under the will of God. And once they do that, things gonna break up. T is working. God bless that. Now, this is where I stop prophesying. Oh, I prophesy. 3203, that's your prophecy. I'll call you tonight to finish it. Okay. I'm going to 9607. 9607, I want to tell you and your husband financial over, I will tell you that every door closed will open up and you're going to find out some things. Psalms 11 and 8, that's for you. And 11 is for Joe. 11 and 15 is for Joe. Read it. I don't know what it said. Read it. Thank you, guys. Here. Now, when I talk to you, I'm going to talk to y'all tonight so don't go to sleep on me. Thank you, guys. Here. I'm going to 4019. 4019. First, I'm going to say all is well. I'm going to tell you where you at. God's going to elevate you. Put that resume out there. I see a situation coming where the next situation you get, that's what you're going to retire from. The benefits going to be good and everything going to be like you want it. Okay? This is just a pit stop. Where you at? Glory, hallelujah. Because you more better than that. But God wants you to know. I picked up John from John K. I want you to know this is your season. This is the year for you to come to the next level. Thank you, Pastor. I want to tell you that. That'll work for you. 30-30. Psalm 16 and Psalm 58. If I want to tell you tonight, as I look going into the new year, I see a brand new car for you. But I'm telling you, don't get the car, just get the money, save the money. And I tell you, your uncle left you some money. You don't know nothing about it. Do some research on his death. When he was in the service, he had some money for you, but they ain't going to tell you about it. But when you start the research, it's going to come out. I say, thank you. Sister Kim in Detroit, I want to tell you Psalms 59 and 61. This year ain't the year for you to retire. In the latter part of this year, that you need to go another year for you retire. And I want you to talk to Sister Delta before you even think about retiring. I say. Does that work for you? Now, as I move tonight for divine healing, I want to tell you, Mother Bad, God bless you. I see your husband sitting in the big chair in the spirit realm. He liked how your daughter is taking care of you, but he said, don't you be so mean to your daughter. Obey them, trying to help you, and you be cussing them out. And snapping on him. He said, stop doing that. He's sitting in a chair. He got some flax on and a brown suit. He's going to go somewhere, but he wants you to know that. He said, the healing in your stomach. You don't need no surgery. All you need to begin to eat, and that'll go away. I say. And I want you to take a little red wine, drink a little red wine. But he tells me what to do, and that will work for you. Psalms 61 and 50. I say. I want to say to you that every door closed will open up. This is 2022. We got to do things different to get a different answer. Now, I want to tell everyone, I want you to see for your miracle. I want you to see what God put on your heart. You want a extraordinary thing, you see. So I'm going to see the $100. I'm going to see the $1,000. Whatever you see, you put that spin on it. What's one, you know, we used to go to the creek and fish, and we throw silver money in the water. We wouldn't look for that money to come back physically, but it came back spiritually. We take bread and throw it in the water. The cast your bread up on the water, it'll come back a minute day. We used to do stuff like that. And before that month comes, something happens. Or before that year comes, something else. But the Bible says, and the word said, quick, fast, in a hurry, God's going to bring what you need. He's going to get to you and open every door. So what I'm telling you tonight, if you got a need, you plant a seed. This is the first of the year. You need to plant that seed, maybe for your son, your daughter, or something you want to happen. Stop trying to do it yourself. Plant the seed and watch it grow. Good God Almighty, glory. I feel the anointing tonight. Father God, we come, God of Abraham, God of Jacob, God of the universe. Touch everybody that's on the line. Heal and deliver. Break yoke and curses. Bring love, joy. Somebody has a problem in their shoulder, in their left shoulder. I rebuke that. I feel somebody been having problems in their right under their navel. I rebuke that. Somebody been having a headache. I invoke the spirit of Raphael, the healing angel, tonight for you to go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction. Direction is success and happiness. Somebody said, Bishop, I want my business to grow. Bam. All you got to see, the widow woman didn't have nothing to see but the food. She gave it to the prophet. And when the angels came by Abraham's house, he said, told his wife, go cook a whole cake, go fix something. He went and got something and he fed the angels. He didn't have the angel for nothing. But the angels blessed him and his family. I want to tell you tonight, there's a blessing hanging over your head. There's a miracle in your house. You got to claim that miracle and know that's the miracle that God's going to give you whatever you need. God's going to give it to you quick, fast, and somebody's a bishop in a hurry. Praying for a young lady, daughter. I ain't call her name. Daughter's been had a problem with her stomach. She got to stop sipping, drinking, and stop eating a lot of greasy food. And her pantries will heal. Yeah, and I want you to tell her that when you talk to her, that she got to change her whole diet. Because she don't need no complex surgery. Because the doctor going to say, well, you need surgery. You don't need no surgery. You need to change your mindset and change more closer to God. I say. So I want to tell you tonight, I want you to go to the corners of your house. It's something you need to do in four corners of your house. You need to smudge your house, number one. Number two, Psalms 119. The most powerful scripture in the Bible is Psalms 119. It covers your mental condition, the evil, the witchcraft, those that come after you, and it invokes the ancestor and the angels to watch over you, okay? Now, when you want some money, third number one, the Lord, it ain't about no death. It's about economic development. It's about you choosing God over everything else. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I feel no evil. He was talking about him. The evil of people taking you, blocking you, looking at you in your face, stabbing you in the back. Get ready. And sometimes it's people that are close to you. Sometimes it's family members. Sometimes it's your best friend. Jealous of you, but you got a new car, you got a little money, you got clothes. They're jealous. So you got to walk in divine order. In all their ways, acknowledge God. He will direct your path in 2022. Whatever you need, God going to give it to you. Whatever's been lacking, he's going to add it to you. I wish I had somebody. As I prophesied tonight, glory, hallelujah. As I prophesied tonight, all is well. You say it again. All is well. You begin to say that in your spirit. It's the money going to be loosened up. This woman playing hardball, but you're going to turn that money loose. I'm telling you, some of you got money on the way to you. But you see, if you got everything, if you're holding everything in your hand, the seed ain't going to grow. You can pick the seed and put it in the drawer, it ain't grow. But when you cast that seed out there, you're going to get a harvest. And I believe in seeding. I believe if you seed, you're going to get a harvest. If you seed physically, you're going to get a harvest from heaven, from God. Whatever you need, God going to give it to you quick, fast, and everything. I want to say something else. I'm calling for you to be dead. Stop running to the mall. Start to get your money together because God going to check you in a different way. Let me say it again. Debt-free. You know, some of you don't know how to feel debt. We got to pay insurance, water bill, light bill, car note, everything else. You under pressure. And the devil gets you under pressure. That's where you have headaches and can't sleep at night. But you got to say, God, I want to be debt-free in 22. I claim debt-free. And God can pay the house note off, car note, whatever you need, wipe it out. But you can't wipe it out. You study going. You ask God for one thing, but you go back to the mall, buy 100 dresses, cars you don't need for one. You know what I'm saying? God is letting you know you can be debt-free, man. I mean, you can walk around with money in your pocket, debt-free, and you won't be the borrower. You ain't got to borrow nothing. You know what I'm saying? Somebody come, you see somebody coming, and they need something. You can be the lender. Stop being the borrower. Be the lender. I'm going to lend you $100. I'm going to lend you this him. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. Do you establish in 2022, I'm going to get my business together, and I'm going to be debt-free. The reason you can't get debt-free, you spend too much money on foolishness. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I'm speaking to somebody. But going in 2022, God going to open up the door for things to work for you. All be one bill, get paid off, one credit card, get paid off. Started saving some money. I'm gonna say this here. I ain't gotta put no credit card with this. And let me tell you something. God gonna give you a blessing, brother Joe. I see a blessing coming through you. And you know, somewhere you go, God gonna give you. Let me use some scripture while I'm talking. Psalm 47, 58, and Psalm 29, and Psalm 04. God gonna bless you that way. When God bless you, open up every door. And open every door for you. And you know what I'm talking about. God going to do the rest for you. I say. Rena, God bless you. I see you on the line. Thank you. God open every door. Michael, God bless you. I see you on the line. I want to tell everybody on the line, read Psalm 119. God to bless you. God will open a door up for each and every one of you that's on the line tonight. 2022 going to be your breakthrough, your divine healing. And I want to say that tonight, divine healing for you. Right now, I'm seeing somebody being healed in their chest area and somebody being healed. They've been stopped up, but I pray for the healing. And you ain't got the glow. You ain't got the cobalt. It's just that you ain't taking care of your body. You know what I thought? So get some Listerine and goggles. Get some Dr. Tissue and goggles. Everything ain't the virus, but they trying to make sure everything is COVID. Everything is not COVID, people. You know, more people getting killed by gunshot than COVID. More people getting killed by cancer and high blood and getting killed by cars than the COVID. But they in some way, they're highlighting the COVID. So many got killed. How come they put how many got killed, got shot? How many they tell how many got killed on the plane? They ain't saying that. They're giving you everyday statistics. We got 500 in the hospital, 200 died. Well, they come down on the TV. That's scary. Want to pay you to take the test. Want to pay you to take it. And people in Turkey still getting sick. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. This is for 2022. Okay, put down divine healing. Revelation. Let me write it down. You should have it. Revelation 22, verse 1, 2, and 3. Proverbs 22, verse 1, 2, and 3. Psalm 22. That's what you read. For God to pray for you. I want to pray tonight that God bless you and every door closed will open up. You got a seed in the ground. And you got to let that seed grow. And it'll work good for you. I want you to just get ready for God to bless you tonight. Glory, hallelujah.
For grace, for grace, for I need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say,